And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade.
This here is the way we know best how to make money.
Well, it's the only way we know. We don't know anything else. I can't build anything or fix anything. This is it for me.
We can't change what we are.
No, you're right, Lauren. Wow. We cannot change what we are.
Now, Lauren's voice is deep.
She has, well, you're man of 937 voices. She's woman of 10 voices. Good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. Hope everybody enjoyed the 40-something degree weather, because it's over.
Yes, it is.
It's over tonight. Back to the low teens.
They're saying, like 1 to 2 inches?
Show them that, Dan. Show them what that looks like. Yeah, right there. That's 1 to 2 inches right there. Yeah.
About 1 and
imagine,
a half.
Imagine that as snow.
That's swollen.
And swollen. Oh.
That's are infected.
Now, see, that's a joke, actually.
Sorry.
You know that's a joke.
What's that? That's infected?
No, the punchline is...
Oh, yeah.
I might as well tell it now.
I do.
The guy goes into the doctor and... Now, you know what? I'm going to save it. Maybe I'll make a note tomorrow, since you reminded me. Just make a note, quick note. Dan reminded me of... And then I'll just put a key word here. And by tomorrow, people will have forgotten.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's 24 hours, for goodness sakes. We have a lot to kick around and talk about today. Just fun stuff. I think we all know now who's going to be in the Super Bowl, the Broncos and the Seahawks. I talked to Mike Evans yesterday on the phone, and he was settling in to watch. He was all excited because he had bet $200 on the Seahawks. He said, I hate San Francisco, he said. So he won $200, I guess.
And he picked the Super Bowl. He said the Broncos and the...
Don't remind him of that.
Oh, I know.
For goodness sakes, don't tell him he got anything right.
No, he'll remind us, I'm sure.
Boy.
He said something about it Friday.
Now, I don't know if he did the over and under thing or how he did. He just said, I hate San Francisco. I bet on the Seahawks. So I don't know, because you know there are like 60 ways that you can bet for a team to win. I used to get a big kick out of that when I did that. I mean, when I watched other people do it, because it's illegal.
No, you had Hank.
Right, yeah. It's a
Hank, I had a Hank.
Hank, your cousin, used to
bet
on
my cousin. Hank, Hank Pinion was a bookie, or knew a bookie. And, that's right, he used to bet on it.
Yes.
Sometimes I confuse myself with him.
Yeah.
Because the names are kind of similar.
Yeah.
Do either one of you boys have anything for the Burke segment?
I do.
Well, I'd like to turn it over to the newest member of, what's it called, Johnny B. Good? What's the name of the band?
Southside Johnny.
I was close. Southside Johnny, yes. Their newest member, bass player Dan Strauss. What do you have?
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
Over the weekend, my Aunt Gus, which her real name is...
105?
No, 108.
Whoa!
Turned 108.
Hey, she's steaming toward the Guinness Book of World Records. I mean, she's...
Is she?
Well, I think so. I mean, look,
I don't know
what's the oldest person ever?
Well, it always changes.
Well, the oldest living person is always 114, 115.
Yeah.
So she's only 6 years or so from being maybe the oldest living person in the world.
Let's see here. Oldest person.
No. There's the oldest person ever.
The greatest fully authenticated age to which any human has ever lived is 122 years.
Oh, come on.
164 days by Jean Louise Calment of
122?
Wow. That's crazy.
Born in 1875, and she died in 1997.
Gus is going to hang on for a while.
Yeah, she is. Well, she...
She died when?
1997.
Wow.
Current.
Would you really want to be 122? Not me. And people say, well, depending on your health, how could your health be anything but crappy?
Depends on if you could move around. Just move around a little bit.
I don't want to just move a little bit. Well, that's what I do now, actually.
Yeah.
So, think of it, there's not much difference in me now and then. Wow, so Aunt Gus, when did she turn 109?
In January.
No, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What was your story about Aunt Gus?
Oh, and she still lives alone. Has a nurse coming in a couple times a week.
Does she have a boyfriend?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. But she still remembers everyone's birthday. Her hearing's gotten a lot worse over the years, but
are you close enough to ever ask her if she still has, you know, desires?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, as you get older, you like to know what's waiting for you, if you still got anything going.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You probably aren't. That you wouldn't be comfortable asking her.
That would be a little different.
That's a great aunt, right?
Yes. It's my grandpa's sister.
I'll say she's great. She's 108 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, she's
amazing.
It'd
be interesting, though, to know if she ever gets horned up. Really, I'm serious. At 108, if she ever, maybe she's watching George Clooney or something on TV, and she kind of starts getting a little twinge.
I don't know
something.
If those hormones last that long.
Well, you know, you're right. We don't know. Some people are biological freaks of nature. They can do stuff that regular people can't do at that age.
Look at Tony Randall, 85, and he had a kid?
Yeah, but that's really not... That's not that unusual.
It's not 108.
And it's not that unusual. A lot of 80-something-year-old guys can impregnate a woman.
Mm.
So, I'm sorry. Again, I interrupted you.
No, that was it. No, that she just still lives alone and stuff. And
that's not a Burke segment.
No, was that your Burke segment?
What?
That's it? That your aunt's still alive?
No, that she's turned 108 this weekend.
Okay. I didn't get that part. Happy birthday, Aunt.
Yeah, she just had her birthday.
That's a lot of candles.
Weekend. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a fire truck outside? I mean, just call. Yeah, that would be funny, wouldn't it? To just, you bring out a cake and you say, Aunt Gus, look out the window, and there's a fire department out there, just in case the cake catches the house on fire. Well, happy birthday to Aunt Gus. Good for her. And she lives by herself. She doesn't drive, though.
No, she stopped driving at like 97 or
98. Can she see okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she sees okay. Her hearing's diminished a lot
over
the past couple of years.
I wonder why that is. I wonder if animals, do you ever wonder, like, if just animals, squirrels, deer, turkeys, do their eyes and ears go bad like ours do? Or we wouldn't know. But there's no way to know.
No, because they can't tell you. Hey,
but
I see that corn over there.
But, you know, I see, like, older animals kind of running around, and you assume they see where they're. I don't know. Maybe they're. I don't know. I think we did something thousands of years ago to mess up certain parts of our bodies so they don't keep up with other parts. Like glasses. Over half the people by the age of 21 wear glasses. Now, come on. Your eyes weren't able to keep up with your body for more than 21 years? What the heck? What happened there?
Yeah, I started wearing glasses at 22.
Yeah, I needed them. Like in the first grade, but didn't get them till the fifth grade. That was a huge day too. It was a great day and a bad day, because that was back when they'd call you names like Four Eyes. And by the way, you had two choices in glasses: ugly black horn rims or ugly brown fadeaway rims.
Yeah,
that were brown at the top and clear at the bottom.
Yes.
And both of them just as ugly as they could be. And all girls had the ugly cat eye glasses. You know, those goofy 50s looking things that pointed. And so the reason it was a great thing was when I put them on, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe how well I could see and then what I had missed. And you don't know it that you missed it because you haven't seen it. Like things actually had edges. And
I don't remember when I got mine.
It was a great day.
Somewhere around high school.
A great day. And then you go through a phase where if you know you're going to talk to a girl in the hall, you take your glasses off.
Oh, yeah, and then you run into stuff.
Yeah, so that you'll be more handsome, and you act like everything's fine, and you can see, and you can't see a thing, but you don't want her to see you with your glasses on. No, I'm serious. In high school, everything is about how you look, what girls think about you. It just is. You think it's so important. Yeah, and I guess then it is. Is that it? Do you have anything else?
No, that was it.
Peon, did you have anything?
Yeah.
And here's our control board operator, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We went and saw the Eagles up in Clarksville yesterday.
They sound good?
Yeah, Don Henley. And
I bet they were. That's a great grill. I love that group.
So we went to the Lock and Dam up in Clarksville, Missouri, and there was only, by the time we got up there was only one or two up on the, you know, still flying over the water. And I guess they go to those lock and dams because everywhere else was frozen, but with that system there, you know, the water's churning and everything.
You missed an opportunity to get us on the news and get KTRS mentioned on the news.
What?
If you had taken, like, a pellet gun and shot one of them...
Oh, right in front of all those people?
We'd get some press.
Oh, yeah. but all up on the trees all along there. I mean, we must have... there must have been, you know, 20, 30 different eagles up in the trees.
Wow.
So it's still cool to see. I mean, even though they're more... Populous, is that the correct term?
I don't know.
More of them nowadays than there were. It still is a sight to see.
And it's the same time of year everybody does this, right?
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah,
you know what would be funny is if the eagles actually also know this time of year and they've gathered to look at the people.
Yeah.
Because the eagles say to each other, hey, come on, man, this is the time of year all these people gather. Go watch them.
Yeah.
They're people watching.
Or just decide to stay in. Hey, we know all these people are waiting to see us.
Yeah.
Let's just
now, see, that would be funny. The head eagle goes, hey, I got a great idea. Let's not show up.
Let's not go eat today. Everybody just eat double today.
Let's ruin their day.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so it was... then we ended up driving up to Hannibal to have lunch while we were up that way. And so, so it turned out to be a long road trip day, so...
I've only been to Hannibal once or twice, and I remember everything is called the Mark Twain something.
We had lunch at the Mark Twain Diner.
See?
How long does it take to get up to Hannibal?
It's about a little under 2 hours, but Clarksville is about an hour, so at that point...
Did you take the last train to Clarksville?
Yeah. Oh, well, see what you did there? Monkey's humor.
Yeah. They do have a train
station. Now.
They do
Monkey's
have a train
comedy.
Station
yeah. The last train to Clarksville.
And then we came home through Bowling Green and came home 61 that way, so yeah, it was fun. It was a good day.
Don't know much about history, but no, don't know much about Hannibal, except for the Mark Twain thing. And what was the reason he changed his name? His name was Samuel Clemens. Well, why did he change it to Mark Twain? What's that story? I don't remember.
He was running from the law.
No, is that a river term?
Mark Twain. I think it's like Mark 1. The depth of the river, I think.
Maybe? I think so. I think it is, too.
Hmm.
Anything else?
Nope, that was it.
Let's shut her down. Burke's segment is officially closed, so here's how this is going to shake out today. Oh, by the way, if I sound like I'm in a bad mood, I am, because I got hit with the news just before we went on the air, and I was feeling great. I was in a good mood. I was ready to have some fun, and then I got hit with this bombshell. We're off early again tomorrow, aren't we?
What?
Yeah. Oh, no. My reaction. Aren't we?
I don't know. Are we?
I think 5:30. I think we're off at 5:30 tomorrow.
For Mizzou basketball?
Yeah, we'll check it out, but I think tomorrow's another one of those 5:30 days, which frosts me.
January 21st, yep, that's it.
Bingo.
Wow.
Early tomorrow. Jose Hernandez is coming in today, so you might want to start thinking about whatever question you have. Went in Costco over the weekend, and again, I'll tell you, they're so smart, these stores, in terms of where they put certain things in the store. As soon as you walk in, boom, big TV screens are right there and hit you. And if they get any clearer, people are going to start walking through them. I mean, honest to goodness, depending on what's on the screen, if it's a picture, a scene of a door, people just, they're so clear. What was I going to say? I forgot. Went to Costco. Jose's coming in. So if you have a question, if you're shopping for TV, he'd be the guy to ask because it's very, very confusing. 720, 1080, 4K. How many HDMI plugged? And that's the thing I learned from Jose was I looked at a couple of years ago at a couple of, they seemed to be identical TVs, but one was priced like $100 or $200 less than the other one. I thought, well, they're the same screen size, the same manufacturer, same 1080. He said, how many HDMI plugs? And I said, I don't know. One of them had one, and the other one had three or four. You want at least three HDMI plugs. And HDMI, for those of you who may not know, that's the new plug that carries everything, your sound, your high-definition video, the whole deal. So he'll be in. You might want to be thinking about your phone, computer, or television questions. And other than that, we'll take some calls. I got a couple of things that I wanted. I bought some sunglasses this weekend. I'll try to make this a short story, but it's really a long one. I haven't had even close to decent vision for 25 years at least. And I've had a couple of surgeries, and I see, I don't have perfect 20/20 vision, but it's so close, and it's the best I've seen in at least 25 years. And I walk around just looking at stuff going, I can't believe I can read that license plate. I can't believe how bright. I can't believe how colorful everything is. So I went to buy sunglasses this weekend because I haven't been able to wear non-prescription sunglasses for 25 or 30 years. And sunglasses are very interesting in that I'm not convinced there's enough difference to make a difference in a $300 pair of sunglasses and a $20 pair. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I've never paid more than like $10
for a pair of sunglasses. I looked at a pair of sunglasses. They were $150, and I really liked them, and they felt good. But then I put on a pair for $15. They felt just as good, and when I looked through them, it kind of looked the same to me. So I bought like three or four pairs because I know what's going to happen. We're going on this Cabo trip in, oh, by the way, less than 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever, I'll be able to actually wear real off-the-rack sunglasses and still be able to tell who somebody is when they're coming toward me. And I bought three or four pairs. My wife, this weekend, I noticed over the course of the weekend, when she would read something or we'd go somewhere and she'd take out her reading glasses, I saw four different pairs of reading glasses. And I said, yesterday, I said, those aren't the same reading glasses you had on last night. How many do you have and why do you have different ones today? This is women. The ones I had on last night don't go with what I'm wearing today. They're reading glasses. No, I'm not kidding.
Whoa.
They're reading glasses. But with women, everything has to tie in. The purse, the glass, they all have to have a common...
Has to match.
Yeah. Did you ever have your wife or well, Dan, you've had a couple of wives. So mm-hmm. Did you ever have her say something like... Yeah, we want to get this material because that color picks up the green in the couch.
Yep.
It you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't know what that is. They have that ability to do that.
One wife did that. The other wife, when we were out shopping, said, I want to leave to get some goat's blood.
No. That was,
but, yeah, one wife said that.
314, jump right in here. Take this thing over. Well, we're derailing at 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. And KTRS is 5877. And the one with the most lines coming in is 314-969-5877. Justice has been, sometimes in the world, things just, they just work out and the person that deserves to get it, gets it. There's a guy this last week, and I heard the story this weekend in the news. He assaults his girlfriend and just beats her pretty badly. He's one of those guys. He's a Chris Brown, a woman beater. In the course of roughing her up, he butt dials her cell phone, which, of course, goes into the leave a message record mode. So when she went to the police, she stumbled upon the fact that she had the entire beating as a voicemail on her phone. You can hear him calling her every word in the book. You can hear her screaming. He's done. I mean, there's all the evidence you need. So let's not forget that sometimes, like I always say, no matter where you go, what you do, there may be a camera, there may be a microphone. So he butt-dialed his own girlfriend's phone and literally recorded himself beating her. And one more thing, and then we're going to get to the phones. But this, for some reason, this just bothers me. Super Bowl is coming up, and as everybody knows, the big deal with Super Bowl is the commercials. Have you seen the teaser commercial with the ping pong table yet?
No.
Oh, it doesn't make any sense, and it says something like be ready for anything or be ready for whatever happens. And then it says 2-2-14, which is the Super Bowl date. And it's a guy with a headband and long hair at a ping pong table. I didn't pick up on the fact until yesterday that it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Then I heard a story that Bud Light, Budweiser, either one of them or both, paid Arnold Schwarzenegger to come film one day for a Super Bowl commercial, $3 million.
Whoa.
Now, for some reason, I just think, you know, it's their money. I'd take it in a minute if it were offered to me. But doesn't that kind of thing just leave you scratching your head? What did we do wrong? Here's a guy, by the way, who impregnates the nanny. He goes into California and makes it more of a disaster than it was before. And yet, it's an injustice. Regular people live, if we lived the lives they live, we'd be broke. We couldn't get a job. We'd be shunned. Yet, they get richer. You know what I'm saying? They get more piled on them the more stuff they do. Look at this Justin Bieber thing. They raided this kid's house because of that egging. They found two big cookie jars full of marijuana. They found multiple containers of a codeine, like cough syrup thing that you use to make some other stuff. Three bongs. And some of the people have now told the police that were in the house that when they saw the police were coming, that some of his buddies at the house started flushing other drugs down the toilet. Yet, he was not arrested. No charges filed against him. And I heard one reporter when he asked, how come when you go in the house and you see all this drug paraphernalia and illegal possession, there are no arrests? They said, well, that was outside the scope of our subpoena, of our search warrant. Outside the scope of the search warrant. Translation, he's famous, he's a star, he probably signed something for one of the cop's daughters. I mean, it just doesn't, if that were us, we'd be off in handcuffs.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Let's take some calls. 314, I gave the numbers already. Fred's up. Hello, Fred, how are you?
Oh, doing good. Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Calling about Sammy Plymouth and Mark Twain.
Sure.
He's like a movie star. They take a an alias, like, you know, like Justin Bieber, probably not his, or Bieber, not his real name.
Right.
Samuel Clemens' pen name is Mark Twain.
Right, but why Mark Twain? What does that mean? It means something about the river.
It's a river depth, meaning a passable depth. Just like right now, a barge, I believe, is guaranteed, if they stay within a buoy, 9 or 12 foot depth.
So, what does Twain mean?
Acceptable. Acceptable depth for travel.
Oh, okay. So the guy would...
I don't know if that's the original, actual definition of Twain, but they would have a stick to mark, just like if you're going to check the depth of something, and that was okay for a boat carrying cargo to acceptable passage depth.
Okay, this is the kind of stuff I wonder. Why wouldn't they just say, instead of, because I heard that the guy would yell to the captain, Mark Twain, and that meant go on through. What if he just yelled, go on through? What would the difference be?
I don't know. I wonder why.
it's like we have to give weird names to things when you just as easily say, deep enough, go on through.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else, Fred?
What's it fun? Keep it simple. All right.
Thank you, Fred. It's too late to say Happy New Year, I think. Ben. Hello, Ben. Oh, Ben.
Yeah?
Yes, that's
Hello.
You. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, did you hear the joke about Justin Bieber and that egging incident?
No, I'd like to hear it now.
Yeah. Oh, it was from Conan. He said that's the second biggest waste of eggs since the fertilization of Justin Bieber.
Oh my God.
And also, just going out and buying stuff and having different sets for different outfits. My wife, she says, I want to go get a winter coat at a store. They're on clearance. I said, all right, yeah, that's cool. She comes home with a bag of five coats. She bought five coats. I said, what do you need five coats for? Oh, well, different occasions. I got to have a different coat.
Right. No, I know. And there's nothing you'll ever... How long have you been married?
Going on 5 years.
Yeah, it gets worse. Okay? It gets worse. Get ready to
always
get it.
Said, whenever she does stuff like this, she always says, oh, well, I'm probably just going to return a few of them. So.
Oh, no. I've heard that, too. And none of them are going to be returned.
No.
They're not going to be returned. I loved it. I mentioned the other day my wife had a bag, another bag. I said, another purse? That's a different purse. You just had a leather purse the other day you were carrying, and they empty all their stuff out into another purse for a day because of what else they're wearing. And she also said, oh, that was a fall purse.
Oh.
And this is a yeah. And they're both leather, so I don't know.
Have you seen the girls now? They wear these horse riding boots that come up all the way up the calf.
Yeah, I like
that. That's another thing. She's got about a half dozen pair of those things. I'm like, they all look the same. You know, like
no. To us, they do. To other women, they don't.
I don't understand.
You never will. You never will. Okay.
We're better off, I think.
But being like we are.
Yeah, just not understanding.
No, I think I got a thing I'm going to read you later, and it's again one of these differences between men and women. It's my own observation. People Magazine, the current edition, they break down what all these chicks at the Golden Globes wore, and then whose jewelry they were wearing. I've never seen an article or an interview where the reporter says, "And whose cufflinks are you wearing?" You know, to the guy, and he goes, "Oh, these are." It's just different. Ben, thank you for the call.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
It's a great thing. I just stumbled on it in People Magazine. I'll read you some of it. It's unbelievable. And what I love, too, is Julie Louis-Dreyfus is in there, and they ask her, who are you wearing? And that's the big thing. And she says, oh, I'm wearing... And then she talks about the jewelry she has on. She says, the sad thing is I would love to keep it, but I have to take it back. No, she doesn't have to take it back. Julie Louis-Dreyfus is probably as wealthy as any movie star in the world, because she was super wealthy before she ever acted. She's the Dreyfus Fund billionaire. I mean, she's got so much money. So for her to say, I wish I could keep this jewelry. Well, you could. You could keep it. Phyllis is here. Hello, Phyllis.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. A couple of things I wanted to mention to you. When I married my husband, his mother had a husband. The husband passed away.
Hang on a second. I'm getting confused. When you married your husband, his mother had a husband, but I'm assuming that wasn't his dad.
Exactly. His dad died when he was 8.
Okay.
But this gentleman was the second husband. The first husband died of a bad heart situation.
Okay.
So Lynn, I always knew as my father-in-law, and he passed away, had a stroke, and kind of lingered, and passed away. I never even saw her shed a tear.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I've got like reverb or something. You know, it's repeating in my ear. So I'm
sorry. Right. We can hear you fine.
What?
Okay. So when Lynn passed away, about 6 months later, we hear another gentleman's name. Hmm. But they kind of live in single-person city in California. It's called Leisure World.
That sounds great.
Which is like a town itself, but it's over 55. And it has its own zip code, believe it or not, in Southern California, Laguna, and different things. So we heard about this other gentleman, never had any children, got married late in life. He was 99 when they got married, and she was 95.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Went on a honeymoon down to Palm Springs, and they both looked great for their age, and she drove until she was 90, and she drove like a race car driver. She scared the bejeebers out of me more than once out there in California. Then, unfortunately, my mother-in-law passed away, and within 6 weeks, Bruce had passed away, but they were married for about 6 years.
Good for them.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's good genes. That's all that is.
Really is. I think so, too. And I think the medical care was a lot different It was more of a geriatric area.
Yeah, and they know how to keep those people going.
Yeah, they do. But right. it was kind of interesting. I wanted to share that with you.
Well, she's got nothing on Dan's Aunt Gus. She's 108 this weekend.
No kidding. And I want to tell you about the reading glasses. I probably have 15 pair, but I buy mine at the dollar store.
No, you have to. You have to because you lose them, you misplace them. You got people who haven't hit that yet, that mid-40s reading thing, it's a pain. Because,
it's horrible.
Yeah, everywhere you go, you're looking around. That's why you see these women with them on a chain around their neck in these stores so they don't lose them. That's the smartest thing you
can
do.
That's true.
All right,
well,
fellas,
have a good day.
You too. Thank you for the call. All right, we're going to do a little business or out of business. Thompson Price, that's a name I hope you remember when the time comes that you want to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom or maybe both. I hope you'll remember that name. And here's why. Once you start to look around and shop, I guess, for who's going to remodel your kitchen or bathroom, there are going to be lots of places that are pretty impressive, and they say all the right things, and they may have a decent showroom. It's a major undertaking. It's a huge process, and it should be a process because you're spending a lot of money. If you do it right, you spend a lot of money for something that you're going to be looking at for many, many, many years, and hopefully you'll look at it for many years and say, wow, what a great decision we made doing this. I think that's going to be the case if you do it with Thompson Price. You're more than welcome. I can't stop you. In fact, I would encourage you to, check with two or three places that do it. But here's what the problem you're going to run into. They all talk a good game. And anybody can say anything. They can say your kitchen will be completely done in 3 weeks, and then it could take 6 months. And what are you going to do? You're halfway through the project. What, are you going to fire them halfway through? You're stuck. I will tell you this about Thompson Price. This man, Thompson Price, and that's a guy's name, and he's a real person, a good guy, not just the name of a company, is a perfectionist. And if they say, here's when it will be done, barring some unforeseen thing that, things do happen sometimes, but barring something they just couldn't have anticipated, that's when it will be done. This will be the price, then that's going to be the price. And you're going to have a real good idea in a wonderful blueprint thing that they put together, what it's going to look like. And when it's finished and you look at that and then you look at the finished product, it's exactly what it was supposed to be. They will not take shortcuts. They will not rush the job, and they won't put any crap in there. If you decide to throw something in there that's absolutely inconsistent with the quality work they do, they won't do it. They won't be part of it. But you got a million choices. And between your ideas and their ideas and what you saw in a magazine or somebody else's house or their showroom or their website, you're in for a wonderful, wonderful experience. Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in the company you choose. Then you know you got the right one. Showroom in DePere. Website is thompsonprice.com.
All right, let's get a look at the highways. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, even though it's a holiday and lighter traffic than normal, we've had some pretty interesting accidents. They just reopened Highway 44 westbound at Hampton. They had it shut down for about 5 to 10 minutes due to a multi-vehicle crash on and off the roadway. Right now, the two right lanes are getting through, and the ramp from Hampton onto westbound 44, you're just squeezing by on the left shoulder. Traffic was backed up to Kings Highway. On eastbound 44 at Antire, the right lane is blocked due to a crash there. Highway 20 one at Highway Y in DeSoto. And then we've got an overturned truck that is blocking on eastbound 64 at Highway 158. That's off by Scott Air Force Base. They're saying it may not be until 9 o'clock tonight before they get that thing completely cleared. This traffic report is brought to you by Radio Shack. Get up to $300 when you trade in your eligible working phone at Radio Shack through 131. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The top cat in the SEC? Tomorrow, it'll be a cat fight in the SEC as our Mizzou Tigers head to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to take on the LSU Tigers.
Next one from Ross to give Mizzou the lead. Pinball's in. 68-67 Missouri.
It's the Tigers versus the Tigers. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
Do
Keeping fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Attention men, have you ever been embarrassed when the time was right but you just couldn't perform? Now you can. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. That's right. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or you just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
Hi, this is Ken Heisey. We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interests. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind, you.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116 or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory? The savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Hurry, Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair.
It's just another day.
Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bed.
Couldn't have said it better.
It's just another day. Slipping into
back to the phones. Mark is here. Hello, Mark. Mark, that's you.
Yes. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Peon and Dan. Last Thursday, January the 16th, the day before you went on assignment, you and Dan and Peon were kicking around the idea about Bruno J. Grunion, Johnny Rabbit, if you remember.
I do remember.
I know you got a great memory.
No, I don't.
And I thought that maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, that you were in doubt a little bit about Chuck Connors ever portraying Bruno J. Grunion.
No, I wasn't in doubt about him. I know that he did it, but he wasn't the Bruno J. Grunion.
Right, right. Chuck did it with Ron Ells when they were paired together on KXOK. I believe that KXOK owned
the name.
Johnny Rabbit, the name.
Right.
But and you guys brought up a great guy, Don Pietro Monaco. What a moniker, huh?
Right.
Holy cow. He died a few years ago in Florida,
LA.
I believe.
L.A. He died several years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I got out of the Navy in 72, he had changed his name. He was still with KXOK, but he was Don Monaco. And the whole format had changed vastly, right, you know, in those right years. But those were some good years. On the Justin Bieber thing, and I hate to sound negative, but the first time I ever saw that guy, I go, man, this guy is bad news.
Well, I don't, you know, what I don't understand is why anybody cares. It's in
right
the news, and I don't get people who are so caught up. And my wife yesterday, Roger Federer is playing in Australia. She saw him, and she's on the phone with her mother, and she says, you know, his wife's pregnant with their third child. I wonder if she's still able to travel. What? I mean, I just don't think about that
who
stuff.
Who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Justin Bieber, 30 years, 20, well, they're going to say who?
But apparently a lot of people are into that crap, or there wouldn't be a TMZ, and there wouldn't be a People magazine. And there people in great numbers, for whatever reason, want to know anything about the Kardashians. I don't care.
The worst show on television, when our network, well, when the cable networks went to reality shows, it's I don't care about the Kardashians. I don't care about the Braxton family values. Who cares?
Well, somebody does other than us.
I know. Well, thank you very much for letting me be on your show, and I'll always be AM in the PM.
Well, thank you, Mark. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Take care.
Let's bring Linda in here. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Frank. AM in the PM, as
thank
usual.
Thank you. What's up?
Okay, well, about the Mark Twain thing.
Mm-hmm.
People got really close, but no cigar.
All right.
What it was, they used a length of twine with a weight on the end, and it had knots that specified how many fathoms deep it was.
Okay.
So the guy would throw the twine over the edge. Now, I don't know if he called out the numbers of fathoms when he saw the knots, or if he just called out, but Mark Twain, or it was actually he was selling Mark Twine, but they'd kind of sing it with like a little, I guess, colloquial wang or whatever, and so Samuel Clemens was working on the boats, and he heard this day after day. It was like the song of the river to him. Mark Twain, so he decided that sounded like a good nom de plume, and he took it when he began writing.
I'm going with Linda's story.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me. I'll buy that.
Hey, bada bing, that's all there was.
All right, thank you, Linda.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, real quickly, I have this in front of me, this People magazine. Now, listen to this. And the other thing I always wonder is the average woman in America, does she relate at all to the dresses these women wear and the jewelry they wear? And then are there people who run out the next day and try to buy? Here, Cate Blanchett. She's wearing, at the Golden Globes, an Armani Privé lace and tulle gown with chopard jewels.
Hmm.
Now, how many women know exactly what? Jennifer Lawrence, and here's a good question for you. She's in a Dior haute couture dress with Neil Lane jewels. You ever heard of Neil Lane? I don't know who that is.
No.
I heard of Harry Winston, and his name I don't think is even in here, and he used to be the big thing at Tiffany's. By the way, do you know what haute couture means? Because they say that with about half these dresses.
No.
It's the something haute couture. I think what it means is it's one-of-a-kind handmade. Why don't they just say
handmade
in her one-of-a-kind handmade dress instead of haute couture? Here.
Project Runway is a huge show, and women love it. My sister will watch it, and she's like, oh, my God, I love that dress. Oh,
but
my God.
But
she'll never
buy them.
She'll never buy that dress, but they just love looking at those dresses.
I guess it's no different than cars if you're a guy. Look, here, Jessica Chastain, stunned in a Givenchy haute couture by Ricardo Tisci and Vintage Bulgari Diamonds.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, is it Givenchy Haute Couture by Ricardo Tisci? Whose dress is it? Is it Ricardo Tisci's or is it Givenchy? Here, Sofia Vergara. Yeah. She says she was wearing Zac Posen. That doesn't sound like a good designer name.
Zac Posen.
Zac Posen princess gown with Lorraine Schwartz jewels. Now, I wonder how many jewels Lorraine Schwartz will sell as a result of the Golden Globes. One more quick one here. Juliana Margulies. She was wearing an Andrew G.N. brocade gown, Van Cleef & Arpels earrings.
Huh.
Women. When we come back after the news break, Jose Hernandez will join us. You may want to get ready to call and ask your tech questions. Oh, and I sent P on a video. It's on our Facebook page of this Audi. Did you watch it yet?
I did.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You've seen cars park themselves. Wait till you see the video on this Audi and what it can do. American Equity Mortgage. Now, here's a good example of why you might want to use the equity in your home to borrow smart money. Let's say you need a car. And you don't particularly want to make car payments. You don't want to take out a separate loan when you know for a fact that the best rate you can get is one that's tied into your mortgage. American Equity Mortgage will give you the money to pay cash for that car. You use the equity in your home to borrow it. Car is paid for. You've added to your mortgage. But remember, that interest is probably going to be tax deductible. It almost always is, depending on the circumstances, but you can pretty much count on, one, you got a low rate, and two, you got more tax deduction, and you bought what you needed and you didn't have to take a separate loan for it. Get those credit cards paid off too. They'll show you how to do that. That's never a good idea to keep making minimum payments. AmericanEquityMortgage.com online or 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. Don't go away. Jose is going to join us and answer all your questions. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.